Proclamation number 3322 of 9th of November, 1944. Ability to work for the Kingdom of God. The higher spiritual aims a person sets himself, the more strength is imparted to him, for he thereby expresses his will, which is turned towards God. The human being who strives spiritually will never be without love and therefore also not without strength and grace. And therefore his aim is also attainable, for through love he is able to do everything. Even abilities he lacks can be imparted to him if he needs them in order to progress spiritually. All weakness will fall away from him and he will be able to accomplish what he sets out to do and unstoppably progress upwards. For his strength is love. And therefore no person need feel powerless who lives in love. But if he does not lack strength, he also does not lack knowledge, and knowledge is a sign of progress, thus of spiritual maturity. But where there is a degree of spiritual maturity, there must also be light and brightness, and the light shines into the darkness. Thus every receiver of light must also radiate its light to its surroundings. It can never conceal the light, otherwise it would have no effect. And therefore a recipient of light will also have to emit the light, the wisdom from God, i.e., he will feel urged himself to send it into the darkness. To pass on the divine wisdom. But he will only do so when he believes himself to be sufficiently permeated by light. For light has the property that it shines brightly and illuminates the darkness around it, therefore the spiritual light. The knowledge which corresponds to truth cannot be kept hidden by a person who is illuminated by it himself. It will fill him in such a way that he opens himself and lets it emanate. As long as he does not do this, he himself is not yet so permeated by divine truth that it makes him come alive. For life is activity, and only when he is constantly active does the strength of love express itself, he himself becomes alive. He now remains in a constant receiving and giving, and through giving he increases the wealth of receiving and pours it out again to the destitute, the ignorant, whose lightless state brings his love to enfold, so that he gives without restriction. And therefore even the most incapable will acquire the ability to distribute light. He will be able and also want to do so, for if he receives light himself he must stand in love, thus he must want to, and love gives him strength so that he can also let the light radiate. The more the spiritual takes possession of a person, the less earthly minded he will be until he is finally so fulfilled that he only lives in the spiritual kingdom although he still walks on earth. And then he absolutely has to radiate his fulfilling light to his surroundings, for he will act and speak impelled by God's Spirit. He will not need earthly ability but become able through God's Spirit, which is now working in him. But this only ever appears when it is necessary to enlighten erring souls, when a field is to be cultivated for the reception of good seed. Then the human being filled with God's Spirit will only express himself when he realizes that help can be brought to his fellow human beings through the proclamation of the divine word, while the human being's nature otherwise remains unchanged towards his fellow human beings. Thus a servant of God does not need to be a skillful speaker, he will be able to speak and also do so if God's Spirit working in him deems it necessary and successful, for it guides him, his thinking, speaking and acting. The human being's natural inability is not an obstacle, It is only transformed into ability in the moments of spiritual radiation so that the human being can be active for the kingdom of God. Light and strength always want to express themselves and assert themselves. Light wants to penetrate darkness. Strength wants to invigorate and strengthen the weakened. And where both are active, human dispositions are no obstacle. But light is wisdom, thus the outflow of the divine spirit. Strength is the outflow of divine love. And once a person has attained wisdom through loving activity, he must be permeated by light and strength and thus also able to let both flow out again to his surroundings. And therefore every serious spiritual aspirant will be able to give to his fellow human beings what he himself possesses, what he has received as a result of his activity of love. And this is especially true in the last days, for which God has awakened people whose will and way of life has earned them extraordinary blessings so that they can mature more quickly on earth because they show themselves worthy of it. These people will be trained by God for thalater activity. They will first be instructed in divine truth, and as soon as they are knowledgeable they will be employed for the kingdom of God. And God will also endow them with the ability to work for Him. He will provide them with everything they need for their task in the coming time. He will spiritually direct their lives and help them to overcome earthly desires. He will alienate them from earth so that they can strive unhindered towards the ascent, in order to then also be able to work like this when the time has come. For what God teaches He instructs, and what He instructs shall also be active for Him, and thus He enables every person who wants to serve Him as a laborer in His vineyard. Amen.